What up, it's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's your boy Pizzo Bell Wham. And we are live on 94.9 The City. Tune in every Monday, see what we kicking.
Also, don't forget to download the app 94.9 The City. We need you to tune in and hear every single reckless thing we say. 94.9 The City, we got an amazing episode today, man. Okay. We got a legend in the building,
Lee County. The voice of the Gunshine State.
Let me tell y'all a story real quick. This is when I knew that I liked Franklin. This is when I knew, right? I'm in Lehigh. I'm in the Publix off 82. I'm in there walking by myself, buying some.
Yeah.
I turn around. I see Frank walking with like three goons.
Okay.
And all of them look like they was trying to slap everybody in Publix. They look mean as f***. And then when I saw that, I was like, I like Frank, bro. Like, he is who he say he is, bro. I can tell. Without further ado, man, for people that don't know, let them know who you are, dog.
I am the governor of Little Pakistan.
Talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying? I am Mr. Lee County.
Trash.
Himself.
Trash.
You know what I'm saying?
And he likes his Hennessy straight, by the way.
Straight. Head up.
So let's get into it, man. Like, I feel like when you first started popping off, that's like before it was cool to be a rapper out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It was like a long time ago.
Yeah.
How'd you decide that this is something that you wanted to do?
I know, I've been, you know, I started out rapping back when I was in high school, like 14, 15 years old. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was just something I was doing. And then my friends and homeboys, they just keep telling me, man, you need to keep doing it, man. You need to keep doing it. You can keep doing it. Because I ain't never used to record nothing. I just used to write it and then rap it for them. And then they just like, oh, hey, man, bro, that sound good, man. You need to go record. And then it's like, all right, let me try it.
Did you have any influences that you took into consideration more than others? Like any big homies, they told you snapping, and you were just like, okay, I feel that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A couple of my big homies just, you know, telling me that I was snapping. But it didn't really, you know, I took the advice, but it didn't really sink in until I recorded something. And then the people told me. You know what I'm saying? The reaction from the people.
Yeah, in the city.
Yeah.
What was it, like 2007, right? You dropped your first project?
2005.
Yeah. Dog, let me tell you right now, bro. I'm All In. That's like certified, undisputed classic, bro.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's Diamond in the Streets.
Diamond in the streets, for real. I don't even know how I got put on to you, bro. I just kept hearing you everywhere, bro. Like, I was in high school. I was a kid. Everybody kept talking about it. That song, I Done Seen It All, them two records. And that made me like a real fan. I always felt like you was like a lyricist. You know what I'm saying? Like we were kind of talking a little bit earlier, like your music, it got meaning to it. You know what I'm saying? Like you tell stories and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what like differentiated you from like other rappers to me.
Yeah, man. I just feel I'm emotional. You know what I'm saying? With the music. And I write 95% of my music off emotion.
Now that song, I'm All In, like, do you remember like where you were when you wrote that song? Like what kind of mind state? Like
right, the place my last bit.
I was I had got locked up in 2006, and I was looking at like 40 years. And damn. So as I'm sitting in the county jail and just realizing like, okay, I done started this rap thing.
Yeah.
Like because 2005 I first came out. Mm-hmm. I dropped three mixtapes in 6 months.
Damn.
And then boom, this situation happened. I go in, it was like, damn, like you done did all of this work, you know what I mean? Your name ringing and buzzing, and now you just gonna throw it all away, you know what I'm saying? So I told myself, okay, I make it from up under this situation, I'm going all in, you know what I'm saying? So boom, that's what the whole is.
So you wrote that in jail?
Actually, I didn't write that in jail. I wrote it when I came home, but that was the mindset though. The one I did write in jail was Unfriendly.
Okay.
Unfriendly. Yo, let's talk about that. Bro, I feel like I Ain't Friendly, that phrase has become like the unofficial slogan for everybody from Fort Myers, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all, I grew up feeling like that. I grew up saying that. I grew up acting like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and the whole concept, bro, it was being in the jail. Okay, I'm in the county jail, the fourth floor downtown. You in here with the worst of the worst. You know what I'm saying? You in here, everybody in here is facing the PBL.
Yeah,
punishable by life, everybody. So you got full blocks, 60 inmates, you know what I'm saying? You got 240 ticking time bombs around each other all the time. So you don't know what's on people's minds or whatever, you know what I'm saying? What they going through, their situation or whatever. And then being who I was, you know, everybody was being friendly. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and now I don't know what's on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's on trying the next person's mind? Yeah. Or, you feel me? So, like, I don't want to talk.
I don't know you. You're trying friendly.
To. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you, and I ain't trying to know you. I'm trying to go home. You, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, that's where that whole concept came from, bro.
Damn. That's crazy, dog. What's your personal favorite song, right? What do you feel like? Actually, I'm gonna ask you, Pizzo, what do you feel represents Fort Myers like the most, right? What do you think should be like the Fort Myers national anthem?
The national anthem.
Should it be?
As
I say Bob on him.
You say Bob on him?
Bob on him.
Mine's is Put Up or Shut Up. Bruh, ever since we was youngins, you put that on the baby club, all the Jitter boys going crazy when they hear that bit. But the realest song that I feel like Lenny ever made, Need to Know. If you with me, are you against me? That's a question that I need to ask, because I've been going through it bad, bruh. When I first heard that song, like, you ever hear a song and you just feel like your body tingling?
Yeah.
Just get the chills, type.
Because it's speaking for you.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's speaking for you. Yeah. And I feel like that's really what made you, like, the unofficial voice. Even though you proclaimed yourself the voice of Lee County, I feel like your music really what made you the voice of Lee County. Because a lot of your stories were very relatable.
Yeah.
Cause like everything that you were saying, my dog going through this, my mama going through this,
yeah.
my auntie going through
this. That's what you know, that's pretty much my aim though, you know what I'm saying? I don't only speak for me. When I speak for you, I speak for him, you know what I mean? Like, we could be sitting having a plain conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I take something and gather something out of the conversation and I may throw it in a song. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's
the situation that you're telling me that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know what I mean? Now I'm getting on, when I'm writing the music, I'm shining, reflecting light on it. Because it's like, damn, I ain't know, bro, I was going through that. Like,
yeah, and that's real.
And I take that and, you know, I speak in third person a lot. I don't hardly ever really speak about just, you know, me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you like a real deal street poet, then. Like, you explaining it like that.
Yeah. Now that you hear me telling it to you, now go back and then listen to some music, and then you'll see what I'm saying. It's like, even when I talk gangster, I'm not glorifying killing or violence or nothing like that. I just put it in the aspect or the perspective of what I will do to you if you do this to me.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that we running around and doing this and doing that. No.
That's
no.
Never
this
the case.
What's gonna happen if you do this.
It sounds like it's an extreme act of self-defense.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how certain people would be like, we glorify violence or whatever.
Right. And I had that talk before. Yeah.
It's not in the sense of that.
It's our reality.
Right. You know, you got a lot of bullshit that come with where we from and how we live. But at the same time, like, the survival game. So it's like, I'm not just going to let you kill me.
Yeah.
Or do something to harm me or my family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before you do that, it's you every day.
Every day.
Every time. Before me. That's how I speak about it in the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, oh, it's cool to go out and do this. But by all means, protect yourself.
Dog, I'm telling you, bro. Back when I was a young man and I was living a very colorful life out here, there was two artists I would listen to when I would get in my car and do some illegal activity.
They said illegal.
One was Chief Keef. The other one was Frank Lennox.
Always. He put Lenny and Chief Keef in the middle. Oh, man.
Extreme aggression at all times.
You were mad at the world.
But another thing I wanted to ask you, man, is like, ever since the beginning of your career, I've always heard, you know, you shout out Tola, right?
Yeah.
How'd you guys link up? Like, what is his role?
Tola was started by my manager, Shannon Royal, and Ernest Graham.
Okay. Damn, I thought it was just one person.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a meaning, right?
Yeah, and the TOLA stands for Taste of Heaven, Living in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. So, me and my homeboy, we was doing our own little thing. Our company was Radar. And, you know, the whole little situation happened in 2006, what I was explaining to you.
Okay.
My homeboy was a part of that situation, too. Mm-hmm. And then, once we got from up under that situation, my homeboy got in another situation.
Okay.
And so, I'm kind of was out here by myself, and my homeboy, he went to school with my manager and Ernest. And he was like, they had already tried to reach out to me once before, telling me they was doing a label and that they was interested in, you know, messing with me. I was like, nah, we doing our own little thing. You know, I'm loyal. But once this situation happened, my homeboy felt like he couldn't really help me at the time. So he was like, man, hey, man, mess with those guys. They some good guys. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with them. They stand up guys. And then I've been rocking with Shannon ever since.
Loyal for real.
Yeah.
How hard was it to transition from the streets to rap? Because it seemed like it's a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. You have to mentally, like, prepare yourself for the music because you can't do both.
What do you mean by that?
You straddling the fence, having one foot in the streets and then you're trying to really, really accomplish a goal. It's never going to happen because your mentality about stuff is totally different. Like, you handle business different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you're in the streets and you moving how you moving, you move with a lot more aggression. You can't handle business with aggression.
Yeah.
You
can.
You know what I mean? So if me and you set up to do some business and we came to a disagreement, we can't.
You know what I'm saying? You can't handle that on
some
bully,
you know what I'm saying? On some street type, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different game. Like, because that door can possibly open up for you later on down the line. Kind of in a sense, like me and my homeboy, we knew where we was trying to go. But we had the wrong idea about it because our mentality was still stuck in
the streets.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we trying to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we stop doing this, we over here doing this. You know, my advice for anybody, if this is something you really trying to do and if you're trying to transition, just transition.
I don't think people know how hard it is, bro. Like you, like yeah. me, like anybody that knows me from 2011, they'll tell you I'm different. You know what I'm saying? I was completely different. I be trying to explain to him to that sometimes. So me and him go out of town and we be like network and talk to different people. And he'd be like, bro, like, why you gotta be so friendly? You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, I'm trying to explain, like, bro, you gotta put that stuff down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying. The mentality and the transition. It's like even me having an ain't friendly mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't be not friendly with fans.
Yeah.
So like,
that's real.
Now when you got this dude who really genuinely digging really your music and you know what I'm saying, feeling it, he supports you like sincerely. And now you looking at him crazy because you feeling like, well, he on some other. Like you got the transition because at the end of the day, you are an entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, that's your job. You are a public figure.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to interact with the people. So I had to figure that out, too.
So since you figured out, like, you can be friendly, not saying you can't be friendly, but you can be approachable, does that change who you are? It's like the way you move in real life?
No, it just, you know, your senses, it just heightened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you just, okay, now I got to be extra on point. Because, you know, I can't be, you know, just in the cut. But at the same time, be alert at all times.
Right.
So in the street mentality of just knowing how to peep and watch body languages and, you know, that come into play too. So
I feel like that's something you can't learn anywhere else besides the street.
So just, you know, it'll work its way. It'll work itself out. You know, so when I go to anywhere, any city, mm-hmm. anything, you know, I come in peace.
Right.
This is a scenario, like, I tell people, like, you can stunt. It's a different thing with stunting than stunting on people.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you came in my city and you was like, oh, this a takeover. And you know, like, we running it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people go to viewing that as, like,
anyway,
he stunt on us.
Yeah.
He feel like they, wherever they from, they coming here and, like, damn, where we from?
Rather than coming to
here and like, hey man, show me how y'all stunt down here. Okay. Let me stunt with you.
Different approach. Yeah.
People respect and embrace it more. So, you know, it's just where you carry yourself.
Outside of 4 Mile, what you think is like your largest fan base?
I don't know.
What's crazy is like how you transcended past 4 Mile, really. How much did the features play a part of that? Because you had some big features. Like, I remember you had a song, Lambo Life. You was with all the big dogs in Florida.
Yeah.
You had that Ain't No Love, which was one of my favorite songs with Tom G. And you had another song that was with
Ross.
Yeah, is that? That was like one of the big, Throw It in the Sky.
Yeah.
And so, like, did the features do anything for you or did the music just stand by itself?
The music made the features possible.
So would that be like the most important element as far as being an artist? Because I see some people... Because some people, they come into the game and they think, oh, I need to get my image. Oh, I need to make this.
See, the way I came in the game, okay, it's like this. It's like anything that I do in music,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be because I'm like that. It's not going to be about nothing that I wooed you over with or nothing.
Okay.
It's going to be like, because Frank Lenny is like that. His music is like that. And that's why we messing with him.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, all of those features that you know, any features I did, with Ross and any of them, they reached out to me.
Mm, okay.
Why they reached out to me? Because they was fans of Franklin.
That's a big difference.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, back then, I had no videos.
Right. You came out at a time where like the internet was new. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You was strictly networking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my first actual video for one of my songs was 3 years ago.
And what video was that?
The Slide on My Enemy.
That was your first video?
It's my first video.
Damn.
Bro, but that's like my main like problem with you, dog. Like, I wanted you to blow, and I'm just like, why he don't got videos? Like, is it something purposely you wasn't?
Yeah, okay, around this time, when I first hit, it was all this bling bling and
all of this
stuff, you know what I'm saying? Everybody icy and this and, you know, I done did all that too.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
I get where you're going.
I'm trying to save you some music. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to give you something to listen to, not to look at. Feel me? So we never shot any videos. We never get no play from no radio or nothing. All we did was hit the streets and beat the streets up. Hand to hand, giving the CDs out, city to city.
No social media,
no nothing. Now that the new game has gone to social media, and you know, I understand. I'm not biased to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you even see I do it now. But it's only to a certain extent.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing what a lot of these other guys are doing, trying to get attention. Or, you know what I'm saying? If that's what it takes to get a record deal, I'd never get one.
Yeah.
Or if that's what it takes to blow up, I'd never blow up. I'm giving you Frank Lennon.
Yeah.
So after when we close the curtain on Frank Lennon, it's still Frank.
Yeah.
So I don't have to put you too much in my personal, because I'm an artist and you want to hear me, not look at what I got going on, you know what I'm saying? So like all the gimmicks and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists doing nowadays, I ain't knocking, you know what I'm saying? That's just not me.
Did staying true to yourself, did that cause any problems in your career? It's always situations where it's like they want you to switch something up. They want you, because I remember there was a point in time like where all the talk was Frank Lennon wasn't commercial. Frank Lennon can't be commercial. And do you think because the fact that you didn't.
What you consider commercial?
All right.
Platinum. Like,
no.
Yeah, like everything song. That you said that you. Oh, song. Oh, in the music. Okay.
In the music.
Okay.
What like do you consider commercial?
Song with Katy Perry.
Huh?
A song with Katy Perry.
Well, what rap artist you doing with doing a song with Katy Perry?
She got like the Migos, like Juicy J. But now I think what he's trying to say is like
No, I'm just saying.
So what
commercial
did you
commercial can be anything
mm-hmm.
that somebody has given a chance. So okay, if you're the PD, you're the program director of a radio station,
right?
If you took a shot on some things that other people wouldn't take a shot on, you would probably be amazed.
You're that, right,
you know
but
what I'm
but
you'll probably be amazed.
But at the same time, you understand how like, all right, so for something to be commercial or be pop, it has to be like mass, like
That's what I would consider commercial. Something that's that'd be accepted.
And your music, although we like it, we grew up on it, is not like really for the masses.
No,
nah,
it's for everybody.
It's for everybody that feel you, though.
And it's something on there for everybody.
Right, you do give variety.
So you don't think the Just Chill could be on the radio?
Yeah,
nah, 60 you minutes. You got records that I feel like could be on the radio.
Could be on the radio?
Yeah.
It's a lot of them that could be on the radio, but it's kind of up to the radio to give you that chance. If I was signed to a major label, the radio would play whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The label sent them.
I agree.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The label sent them. You can take the I Ain't Friendly song or whatever the dirtiest, grimiest song I ever made. If I was signed to a major label and he sent it to the radio, they'll play it.
Yeah.
With ease.
All because of that status? Like,
right.
And the relationship with labels and radio.
They'll play it.
Yeah.
Anything. If you can get, not knocking, if you can get Dej Lo, she's telling you, her song is, I'm gonna catch she's gonna catch your body.
Try me. Yeah.
I'm gonna kill your whole family. She's gonna catch your body. She's gonna kill everybody. And this is radio song? Really?
It was the way she sold it to the people, though.
No, it was the way they sold it to the
people. The way they sold it to the people.
It was the way they sold it to the radio.
Yeah. Because the content is the same.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. On paper, it is.
Right.
Why is it that artists under label get a different type of love rather than an independent artist?
Because
it's probably money.
Right?
I mean, money, but politics. It got to be deeper than that,
money,
right?
Money, politics, and the big labels, they run media base.
Yeah,
but I mean, we in the age now where it's like everybody
you don't need them now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can listen to what they want to listen to now.
So now it's fair game.
It's fair game, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you want a piece of this pie, you don't.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it now, yeah, as far
right,
as like
right. So, you know, it's fair game now.
Was there some labels that reached out back in the day that you had an opportunity to sign to? I remember there was like a rumor you was supposed to sign to Ross, right?
Nah, it wasn't no never me signing with Ross. Ross reached out to me when I was in jail. He reached out to my manager and he was like, hey man, when you get out, you know, bring him to Miami and let's do, he got an all white party on the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
He had the after party at Karoo NY and all this little thing. So we went down there, hollered at him or whatever.
Is that when y'all had the studio session?
We end up, I ended up going to Atlanta to his house.
Okay.
And that's when we had the studio session.
Okay.
So I spent a weekend with him at his crib. And we was in the studio. The studio was in his crib, and, you know what I'm saying? So we just hung out and, you know, I got to get a lot of experience.
Right.
By being around artists like that and seeing a lot of different, you know, how they record and, you know, how they carry themselves and, you know, a lot of little, you know, aspects and experiences were great just being around dude. But in all, once dude asked me what I was doing and we explained to him everything we was doing or whatever, he kept it real though. He was like, what he could do for me at that time, I was already doing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, Ross was still trying to be an artist.
Yeah.
Not a CEO.
I think that's before he had his label, right? He didn't have
right. That was before all that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
This was 2008,
like part of Miami.
2009.
Yeah.
He was getting ready to drop Deeper Than Rap.
So that was before the MMG.
Yes, and when he had MMG.
Okay,
he did. It was only Gunplay and Torch.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't even know who Torch is.
Mm-hmm. Torch was like
long hair. But that's the only two artists he had at the time, and. You know, like, he kept it real. He could have just, like, gassed me up and, like, hey, boy, I can do this and do that and do that. Mm-hmm. Just jump on the team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But why would I stop going to get money and supporting my family to follow your dream? Can't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But he kept it real and was like, bro, what I can do for you right now, you already doing for yourself.
And you just decided going, to keep. Yeah.
But let's I want
to
do some music with you. Why you want to do music with me? Because why? You like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no money involved. Nothing.
Yeah.
Damn, that's love, man.
And he stood his pain in that song. Right. Like, really stood in the pain.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely stuck out on
that. The experience alone was priceless. Because it just solidified to me that, I can stand in the pain with the best.
So how did you come out of that situation thinking? Like, what was your mindset after?
Yeah, it was like, okay, I'm on a song with one of the, at the time, the top five in the world.
He was.
Feel me?
Even to this day, Ross.
You know what I'm saying?
He was, yeah.
We're at the top five in the world, and I got on there and I hold my nut.
That part.
Feel me? So
represent 4 miles the right way.
The right way. Lee County representative.
You know
that? That's right. So how difficult would you say it is getting into the music industry? Or do you even care about that stuff at this point? Like, what's your grind focused on?
Yeah, are you still trying to?
It's my passion for music run deeper than just being in the industry.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because whether I never make it to the industry, I'm already in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if, quote unquote, if I don't never make it in the industry, like, you know, I'm still do music. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my passion for music run deeper than the industry, bro. Like, whether, you know, I ever sign that deal to the people that make them feel like, oh, he made it. But, like, I'm rich in a sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I did, a lot of people won't ever accomplish.
Yeah.
Like, nah, those, you know what I'm saying? The barriers I done broke, I made it cool for him to just want to rap. Oh, I ain't mean to say.
Nah, you said
it. But I made it, you know what I'm saying? What? You know what I mean? Like, for those who did it just for hobbies, you know what I'm saying? I made them want to really do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what the stuff I have accomplished, you know what I'm saying, by just being on top of my game, like, a lot of people won't ever, you know, accomplish or ever experience. So it's like, that's rich yourself, bro. So it's like, you can never take that away from me.
I got a question, like, and I feel like a couple of artists would like to know this. How many years did you dedicate to your craft before you were able to see like fruits of your labor? Before you were able to see like any sign of success? How many years would you say?
Okay, I started rapping around, I was maybe 14.
Okay.
Right. My first album that I dropped, I was like 23. So I'm rapping damn near 10 years before I even put out a mixtape. So a lot of rappers come out not, you know what I'm saying, not polished. You know what I'm saying? Your first impression, you bet.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people take that first impression real, 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 real serious. So if you come out and you didn't leave a lasting impression on people, like, you know, it could hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Certain, you know, unless the bounce back. You know what I'm saying? Real.
Yeah.
But it was like I you know, I was doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it until I really felt comfortable with, and felt like I was seasoned and ready to go on the grill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like,
so at 23.
Boom, yeah. So I rap 8-9 years before I even drop a mixtape. You know what I mean? So.
And that's crazy, because people would think like, nowadays you would have to drop a mixtape every week type
like,
of thing.
You know, certain guys like, oh, man, I've been rapping 3 months, and you put out a mixtape and you looking for a response from it. That's, it's hard to do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I would say come out on point first. Yeah. But then, you know, if you don't come out on point, just get better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just show your growth. Just go harder on the next.
Show your growth.
Because that's if you don't, if you miss 2 times, dead.
And look, these strikers.
Keep it moving. UPS is hiring.
Right.
I got a question though. Like, you know, you reach like a level of fame, right, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect like your personal life? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you have like homies start acting funny because you frank? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you get that. You get that because you get certain.
So how
certain
can
people,
you?
Certain people be wanting that and don't know how to get it, and then it just make them envious.
All right, so you got the fame and you got the streets. How can you even determine like your real friends? Would you even walk around like every day like, damn, you never know like who f***ing me because I got all this shit going for me?
No, because you still learning as every day. Yeah. You learning every day. You learning on a daily basis because it's friends that I had for years and years and years and years. And I mean, and I'm finding out recently, like,
right,
we ain't really like that.
Damn.
So it's just, you know, it's learning. We learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either, you know, for something personal or just, you know, in general. You know, just we learn something new about people every day. You know what I'm saying?
There's no school for this shit, bro. Yeah. There's no lessons.
Yeah. Especially when you harden something, you get blinded to all the bullshit that come with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's love.
So if I got love for you, it's like you could be on some bullshit, flow shit the whole time. It's just my love for you blinded me to all the shit that you've been on.
Yeah, bypassing everything, making an excuse for it.
Right.
That's a different level of hurt.
Yeah, right, I know. You know what I'm saying? So now when you finally snap out of it, then you go back and you think about all the shit. And you're like, damn, he did this, he did that, and that. I looked over all this shit, and I still dealt with him.
And I hate the fact that you always have to find out about it at the end. Like, is there ever a way that you, like, I mean, I know we able to peep stuff now, like, through what we learned, but is there ever a way to just off-rip know who for you?
No, I think it's kind of hard, bro. You have a good, you know what I mean? You have a good senses, you know what I'm saying, for the outside. But the people that you already got love for, it's hard to decipher that because the love will blind you to it.
I got another question here, man. First time I ever heard Giggity, by that Giggity,
that Giggity
was on your record. Did you invent the phrase?
Giggity.
I don't know, I think it's just lingo. You know what I'm saying? Just Lee kind of lingo.
Yeah.
Like a lot of shit.
Like she'll do
a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? From that people would think I invented.
Like Goop.
it just Lee County lingo.
Yeah.
We invented it.
You was just the first person to put it in the song.
I just put a stamp on it.
Yeah.
I let the world know how we get out. You know what I'm saying? How we talk. You know what I mean? So
I feel that.
It's more of that. You know what I mean? I rap in how we talk. How we, you know, everything about our whole swag, our demeanor, and our lingo, like, I just give it to the world.
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely, you encompass 239.
Yeah,
the streets the best.
Yeah,
like I got cousins that come down from New York, like they'll visit.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, you know, they'll be talking about like Plies or whatever, and I'd be like, nah, like, you gotta listen to this guy.
Ain't
right
gonna
here.
Present it.
This
like
is
how
this
it
is for mine. Yeah. Like,
nah, Plies for mine too. Nah,
yeah.
But know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna get it.
It's just the way that we embrace you because it felt like you more involved into.
Because I'm here.
Yeah, you here, and you with the youth. You
can touch me.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk in the grocery store and see me.
You know what I'm saying?
See me at the public.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can go to the football game. You can see me.
Man, I was a jitterbug.
So that's the way people view it. You know what I'm saying? As in just because I'm more accessible. To the city. That's why. You know what I'm saying? That's why. You know, but he put on for the city.
So,
he definitely put on for the city. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't speaking about. Whether, you know, he came back or whatever, that's a different story. I ain't gonna get into that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't really care. But he definitely put on for the city because he's from the city.
Yeah.
And he made it to where he at and he doing his thing.
Yeah.
And so we can't overlook that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the people just embrace me more because they're more accessible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just more accessible to me. And they know they're gonna run into me in the public,
yeah,
or they gonna run into me at a football game or a club, or you know what I mean, something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? and Lenny gonna be the same.
Lenny, every church, same energy. Yeah.
I got all my questions answered. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm happy. Like, you are exactly who I thought you was. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, just because it's like one thing I hate is when you meet somebody that you really looked up to and they just not what you thought they would be.
That's a lot of
and
rappers.
That's why I really don't mean a lot of my favorite rappers because I hate that disappointment factor.
Yeah.
So
before we wrap up,
I want to end this with a poem. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I do poetry. You know what I'm saying? If y'all y'all can snap y'all fingers. If not, it's all good. All
right,
my poem gonna go like this: fuck you and your negative thoughts. That's why your life sucks. Hakuna Matata, little bitch.
I was okay, stumbling on that one.
We got a snap out of it. Okay. Got a little food.
Shout out to Lee County. I appreciate all the support from everybody. You know what I'm saying? And this go out to everybody. If there's anything that anybody trying to do, is start with support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to support somebody to get some support back. So support your local anything.
Anything.
You know what I mean? Support your local anything.
Unity.
If you want to, you know, if you want to see them prosper in life, if you support your local anything, and then start with the people. Trust. Lee County.
Lee County Lenny.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Pizzo Bam Wham.
Buzz LaVoe, we out.
Lee County Lenny. City City Boy.